This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. He who appears in me shall not thirst. No one can come to me unless the Father draw them, and I will raise them up. I will raise them up. I will raise them up on the last day. The bread that I give is my flesh for the life of the world, and he who eats of this bread, he shall live forever. He shall live forever, and I will raise him up. I will raise him up, and I will raise him up on the last day. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, he who eats me shall live because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven. Unlike the bread that your fathers ate in the wilderness and died, those who eat this bread will live forever, for the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world to come. I want to tell you, when I was a young man going to Mass, every day it was Mass for someone who died, and that was the bread of life gospel. I heard it so many times that I memorized it. And you know what? It's not a bad gospel part to memorize. The bread of life, Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity. This is the Lamb of God. He takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. I tell you, we need to proclaim the power of the Eucharist. We need to proclaim the power of the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the bread come down from heaven. I know people that are listening left the bread come down from heaven. And every once in a while, they get a piece of bread once a month. And it's only bread. That's all it is. When we receive the Eucharist, it is the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you this. Many years ago at Holy Rosary, I had a Eucharist that started bleeding. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. I never said that. And you want to know what happened when Jesus proclaimed that? The scripture says, many of his disciples left him because of these words. And you want to know what? He did not call them back. And you know what? He would have been a shyster if he didn't mean what he said and said what he mean, because these people that left them had left mother, father, sister, brother, homes, jobs, everything. They weren't Catholic, Sunday Catholics. They left everything to follow Jesus. And he says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, he who eats me will live because of me. And many of his disciples left. A disciple is not a Sunday Catholic that gets his card punched every Sunday. A disciple left everything to follow Jesus. Are you a disciple? I'm not talking about goods. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about my life. Does Jesus have my life today? Am I yielded to the person of Jesus Christ in my heart? It's so important. I'm just not a Sunday Catholic. I'm not just a weekday Catholic. I want to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to lay my life down at his cross and say, Jesus, whatever you want, you can have. I surrender. That's a simple little thing. We need to know that surrendering to Jesus draws people to Christ, because now we have someone to draw them to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is so important. I don't just want to be a person that says, I received the Eucharist and I believe. I want to lead people, to the Word of God and to the Blessed Sacrament, the sacrifice of Calvary. That's what I want to do. So that's what we try to do on In Season and Out of Season. We preach the Word of God, and we also make sure people know we're Catholic. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. I never said that. Jesus said it.
And when we consume the Eucharist, we consume the divinity of Christ, and we become partakers in the divine nature. There is no other greater avenue of grace to be one with Jesus Christ than consuming him in the Eucharist. We got to proclaim, not only am I Christian, but I'm Catholic. When people see me preaching out in the street, they say, you're Catholic? I never met a Catholic like you. I said, I'm the real deal. I'm the real deal. This is what we're all called to walk in. How could I not be filled with God's power and God's grace? Not only do I have the Word of God, which the Bible didn't just appear out of nowhere. Jesus left us the Catholic Church, the Petrine Church, as Peter as the Pope. And then the Church gave us the Bible. But as Catholics, what are we called to do? What did Jesus say? He said, when the disciples came to Jesus and they said, these people are casting out demons in your name, but they're not with us. Jesus said, good, encourage them. As a Catholic, I learn so much from preachers who aren't Catholic. If they're not, we are all one in the Spirit. But the truth is, you know, the devil attacks the Catholic Church the greatest, because he knows that is the church founded by Jesus Christ. When we were at the Basilica, because there's 438 new catechumens coming into the church, the bishop said, you know, even the wisdom of the world, ask Siri who started the Catholic Church. And if we ask Siri, the Catholic Church was started by Jesus Christ in the year 33 AD. The Lutheran Church, that's the Church of Martin Luther, starting in the year of 517. The Church of England, it was started in 534 by King Henry. The Methodists, the great church of John and Charles Wesley, started in the 1730s. If I bought a building down the street and I started preaching and teaching the Bible and releasing miracles, that would be wonderful. But that would be the Church of Anthony Correnti, started in the year 2025. Jesus didn't start 40,000 churches. Jesus gave us one church. The Catholic Church, his public ministry, continued. And he set his Peter as the first pope. He set the apostles as the first bishop, and that line continues today. heaven comes through the declaration and giving our life to Jesus Christ. But the further we move away from the Catholic faith, the further away we move from truth. You see, I could have a revelation from the Holy Spirit, and I get it from the Bible, which is wonderful. But the one revelation I have doesn't equal 2,000 years of church teaching and church revelation.
Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. What rock? The rock of Peter and the rock of Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is true. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm a Catholic, and we as Catholics have not always shone and shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation.
Definitely not.
I want to tell you, I do not brag about being Catholic. I want to shine like a star in this crooked and perverse generation. And people might say, What do you do? Do you read the Bible? Oh, yes. But I do more than read the Bible. I receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ every day for my life and for the life to come. Do you see that the body of Christ as Eucharist is the same one who sits at the Father's right hand right now? I won't say that again. Because when I go to Eucharistic adoration, I remind myself in my own head, this sacrament on the altar is the same Jesus that is at the right hand of the Father. My, my. Oh, do you know what Mother Seton said? She lived with or by or near a Catholic family. Before she was Mother Seton, she said she watched the Catholic family go to church and receive the Eucharist. And she said, if I believed that that was truly Jesus as Eucharist, I would bow down and I would receive and I would give my life to him. That's what she said. And guess what? She got the revelation. And guess what she did? She bowed down. She prayed. She worshiped. And she started a community called the Sisters of Charity and led them all to the Eucharist and the Word of God. This is it. You see, we're not eating pieces of, what do you call them? Pieces of bread?
Crackers,
that's it. We're not eating crackers. We're eating and consuming the precious body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you believe that, you could never leave the Catholic Church. You could never leave the Catholic. I'm not telling you the Catholic Church is perfect. Oh, no. Neither is Father Tom perfect. I'm telling you, one holy Catholic and apostolic church God founded. Does that mean God does not work with evangelicals? Oh, no. I've learned from evangelicals. But guess where they got the Bible from? From the church. Oh, they don't believe that. But that's okay. You don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. I have learned from evangelical. I used to sit by the radio when Catherine Kuhlman would preach when she was alive. I had learned to sit by the woman of God and to be taught the Word of God the way she knew him. Oh, yes, I tell you, I love my brothers and sisters that aren't Catholic. I have learned so much from them. But I could never leave the Eucharist. I could never turn my back on the Lord Jesus Christ. Imagine, tonight at 6:05, we are going to receive the precious body of the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the world. We're going to receive Jesus. Not only hear Jesus, in the Word. I love the Word. But we're going to eat unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. You have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. As the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven. Unlike the bread your fathers ate in the wilderness, the manna, and died, those who eat this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. And many of his disciples said, goodbye. He's a cannibal. Goodbye. No more. He's gone too far. We're going back to our homes. Yes, people could tell us, why did you leave? I told you the first place he wasn't good. Oh, my gosh. This is something that we have to realize. They left Jesus, and Jesus didn't say, okay, men and women, come back. I didn't mean it. It was a symbol. No, no. He said, let them go. And when did he do that? On the night before he died. My Father, before he died, said the most important things to me. Take care of your mother. On the night before he died, Jesus, the Lord of heaven and earth, gave us his body and his blood on the way to heaven. This is it. When I was 7 years old, I'll never forget it. My best day in my life was the day I received First Communion. People say, it should be your ordination. No, it wasn't. The best day of my life was First Communion. That was the best day that I had received Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who died for me. My best day when I was 7 years old. And I'll never forget that day. The rains came. They were pouring and pelting down. At that time, my parents didn't go to church. And here I am all dressed in white, drowning in the rain to go back home. But you see, I knew who I received. I knew I had him in me now, sacramentally. Oh, I didn't know the word sacramentally. Jesus was in me because I received him. And people have left the church. How can you leave the Eucharist? I'm not telling you the church is perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect like Jesus. I'm telling you, how can you leave the church that distributes the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Come back. Come back. There's so many people. They were brought to Jesus because of a charismatic preacher, a charismatic man of God who led them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But that's the entry point in, because Jesus has more. Because there can be no greater personal relationship than receiving Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. We eat what we become. We become what we eat. We become what we consume. That the living God wants to dwell within you sacramentally and release his divinity within you. You see, the foundations of the Catholic Church is the Eucharist. It's the body and blood of Jesus. A lot of churches with charismatic pastors, if that the pastor leaves, the church crumbles. If Father Tom leaves the church, another pastor comes in and the show goes on. Because the church isn't centered around a man. It's centered around Jesus Christ and his divinity in the Eucharist and the sacraments.
This is real. This is real. This is real. And I knew it when I was 7 years old, because Sister told us, you know, boys and girls, tomorrow you're going to receive Jesus Christ in your first Holy Communion. Now, she said, It wasn't a picture of Jesus Christ. It wasn't a crucifix of Jesus Christ. It was his body and blood. Oh, and my ears went up. I listened at 7 years old, and I believed, and I was drawn to the Eucharist as I was a young man. Drawn. Now, there's nobody in my family that ever went to church before I was ordained. They never went to church. Why me? I have no idea. But it's all about the Eucharist. Before the sacrament in 1968, I was in front of the altar, and the wildflowers were glowing with the glory of God. But I was in front of the sacrament. Do you see these flowers, how much glory they give me? I said, yes, Lord. How much more glory can you give me? The me was on the altar. Jesus. The me was there. My Lord, how could anyone be anything but a Catholic? I know we've made lots of mistakes. I know we've not always preached the gospel. I know all these things. But you know what? I preached the gospel because the gospel was given to me by the Church of Jesus Christ. I preach it. Anthony preaches it. But beside preaching, tonight we'll receive him. We'll receive him. My heavens! When he's on the altar, I say, you're the same one in heaven. When I receive communion, I say, I never said this, but I'm going to say it tonight. You're the same one in heaven.
He comes for the Church of Jesus Christ, not the Church of Martin Luther, not the Church of King Henry, not the Church of Bill Johnson, not the Church of Anthony. Just using logic, Jesus could only found one church. And through that church, God distributes all truth. Every teaching that the Catholic Church teaches, it's true. It's hard, but it's true. Martin Luther's mother on her deathbed told Martin Luther, I think I want to leave the Catholic Church. Martin Luther said, Mom, don't. It's hard to live as a Catholic, but it's good to die as one.
My Lord, again, maybe you're a Catholic that left the church. Well, you know what? You've left the body and blood of Jesus. But they don't preach the word. Well, we do here at St. John the Baptist in Quincy.
Tell them what you do on Sunday, Father.
On Sunday afternoon, we drive up to New Hampshire to hear Pastor Miles preach the gospel.
In the morning you receive Jesus?
I receive Jesus at 11 o'clock Mass, and in the afternoon I go listen to Pastor Miles.
Nothing wrong with double dipping.
Nothing wrong with double dipping. And after that, it's about 10 o'clock, we go for ice cream. That's also good.
I scream for you scream. Today's teaching is not out of condemnation. It's about love. See, God desires that we all go to the deepest depths that we can with Jesus Christ. You know, no matter how you came to Jesus, there's a fullness of truth. There's a fullness of expression of Jesus Christ upon this earth. It's him in the sacrament. It's him in the Eucharist. It's him in confession. But someone told me, I just confess my sins to Jesus. Where does it say that in the Bible? Where does Jesus say that we only go by the Bible? Nothing contradicts the Bible. But when we do that, we have 40,000 people given 40,000 different iterations. There's no truth. Jesus is a God of unity. Jesus has absolute wisdom. When he set things up, he set things up so that we would all be in unity and we would all be in one accord if things were in God's divine plan and his perfect purpose. So today, maybe you've never experienced the Eucharist. My recommendation would not be to go to Mass. It would be to go to adoration. To go on masstimes.org and look up a church that has adoration. And at adoration, they put Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. They just put him on the altar. And you can just sit there. You don't need to say a word. You don't need to say a prayer. But you will feel the light of Christ beaming off the Eucharist. You'll realize that's truly Jesus on the altar. And he will begin to take you into deeper realms of his love, higher realms of his light, and more creative realms of his power.
I thank God that on Sunday we go listen to Pastor Miles in New Hampshire. I thank God that I listen to Catherine Kuhlman as a disciple of her in front of the radio. I thank God for all that. But I thank God that each day I can receive the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I listen to a lot more evangelical preachers than Catholic preachers. I thank God that God has infused them with the Word of God, and I can learn from them, and they can teach me. But the greatest teacher I could ever wish for is Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. The wisdom of man can never compare to the divinity of God.
O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In season and out of season.